This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Good afternoon, everybody. I trust that you are well today. It is Tuesday, it is 12 o'clock, and we know what that means, that it is the program Salt and Light, where we come and we just sit at the banquet of the Lord, sit in the presence of the Lord, eating His Word and enjoying what He has, what the Spirit of God has for us today. So we are talking about, in the light of Mandela Day that is happening this Friday, the 18th of July, 2025, we are going to be talking about servanthood. With me in the studio is my wonderful husband, my co-host, Apostle Brian.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to our program called Salt and Light. Once again, it's such a privilege and an honor to be in your space. Amen. I want to encourage you, please share the broadcast, share the Facebook page so that maybe people can be enriched, people can help someone, people can be blessed. And so we just say thank you to God for this day that He has given us. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will, shall, and choose to rejoice in today. And yes, as my beautiful bride said, we're going to speak a little bit on Mandela Day. So important that he was a, you know, the late President Nelson Mandela. Amen. Hallelujah. He was a great, great person, a great role model to so many. And, you know, by his legacy and what he lived, his legacy still lives on. And this Friday, the 18th of July, we're going to celebrate, you know, Mandela Day, and we're going to be stewards and good servants of what God has put in our hands. And, you know, the scripture that comes to mind, Philippians chapter 2, such a very phenomenal scripture that is so dear and so close to my heart. But yeah, we're going to delve in that a little bit later. Yeah, but we're going to encourage, and we want to encourage you, amen, do something special for someone on that day. So, but you're so, Pastor, I can't do a lot of things. No, you know, if you just do something small to someone, it can make a big difference.
Amen, amen. So we're going to go to a song by C.C. Winans, I've Got Joy. Hallelujah. May the joy of the Lord be our strength today. Amen. And so let's come back after this wonderful song. Welcome, welcome back, everybody. I trust that you enjoyed that song. So we are talking about Mandela Day and taking it to the Word. What does the Word say? So for those, some of you that don't know, Nelson Mandela International Day, or Mandela Day, is an annual international day in honor of Nelson Mandela. We celebrated each year on the 18th of July, which was Mandela's birthday. It is an international, so that means the whole world celebrates this day. And in light of his 67 years of fighting for social justice, we do 67 minutes of random acts of kindness. Yeah. That is the thread of Mandela Day, you know, that we look outside of ourselves, in our neighborhood, in our community, and do something kind for those less fortunate or those that are struggling in a certain area.
That's right.
What is your view, Apostle, regarding?
My view on Mandela Day is that, yes, he was a great human being. Amen. And, you know, he, like with what you're saying, you know, for the struggle and for liberation, you know, and in my opinion, you know, and I stand to be corrected, you know, it's he's also, he was a very dedicated person to the service of humanity.
Yeah.
You know, and also the acknowledgement and the contribution of Mandela, what late President Mandela did for the struggle of democracy and promotion of culture. You know, and when I look at that, you know, I want to encourage the listeners this today, you know, that let's make it a Jesus culture, because sometimes, you know, it's a once-off. You know, we remember this day on Friday, but this, don't let it just be on the 18th of July, because when I look at Jesus and I, you know, and in comparison, you know, with President Mandela and Jesus Christ, you know, Jesus was also a great a great a gift to the world. You know, he was also in good works, doing good to people, healing the sick, you know, feeding people. I remember when I read in scripture, you know, there was a little boy with his lunch, 5 loaves and 2 fish, and it fed a multitude, you know, and Jesus was all about doing good. And as born again, as Jesus Christ, as our culture, as children of the Lord, children of the kingdom, is a culture of not only doing good on a specific day, but doing good and being good every day, because we are now walking in Jesus' culture, and this is the culture of the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is always advancing. And you know, I want to encourage someone today. You said, but you know, Pastor, I can't do, you know, I can't do a lot of things. I can't feed maybe 5,000, you know, but you can be a feeder to your neighbor. Maybe you can encourage your neighbor. Yeah. Maybe you can, you know, buy 2 loaves of bread or and just go share it with your neighbor. You know, I lived in a place called District 6. That's where I was born, in District 6. You know, and we never knew, you know, any form of like apartheid or these things, you know. Muslims, Christians, Jews, Hindus, you know, we all lived together in District 6 in the 1970s. And, you know, if I come to your house, it was like, you are my family and I am your family. You know, I remember there was a lady by the name of Auntie Rukia.
So the community was close.
The community was very close in District 6, you know, and this Muslim lady, Auntie Rukia, you know, on the Eid, you know, the
Islamic
month of Islamic Ramadan, call everybody, you know, and she would make big pots of food and everybody was welcome. And I believe that, you know, God is calling us back, you know, to, you know, the racial, the religious and all of that, you know, to break that limitations and just be good to people and just do good to people. Yeah. And it will cost you nothing, you know, to be good. And Pastor, but I don't have money. Amen. Hallelujah. Maybe encouragement to someone else. Maybe a hi, good morning. You look beautiful today. Or, you know, may the Lord bless you today, you know. And that speaks volumes. Amen.
Yeah. You spoke of Jesus' culture, which means, in actual fact, is our lives are based on the Word, because the Word is the will of
Absolutely.
God. The Word is the culture of the kingdom that we should abide to. So everything that happens in the world, our government, you know, as born-again Christians, those that are in the kingdom, we always take it back to what does the Word say?
Yes.
What does God's Word say? So I went to go and look up servanthood and what the Bible says about servanthood. Because, in fact, Mandela Day is actually talking about serving. Serving outside of yourself, outside of your home, your family, serving the community, your neighbor, whoever is close to you. And Matthew 20, verse 26 to 28 says, not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant. And whoever wants to be first must be your slave.
Sure.
Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many.
Sure.
For many. So Christ displayed servanthood. His whole existence, the reason why he came, was to come and serve and to display the kingdom of God, to display the heart of the Father.
Absolutely.
So servanthood is huge in the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Apostle.
It's our culture. It's the culture of, you see, you know, many people want to become great, you know, and that's nothing. Greatness, you know, God is great in you. Amen. But Jesus himself, the greatest servant, I'm going to say servant, you know, he came to serve, you know, he came to give of himself. And this is the powerful thing, that when you begin to serve others, you begin to realize that even your problems become so little and so small
True.
In comparison. I remember we fed some people some years ago in the graveyard in Maitland, you know, and I mean, we in ourselves, we didn't have much, you know, but we said to ourselves, you know what? We can do something. Amen. And don't ladies and gentlemen, let us never make the excuse of saying, you know, that we can do nothing. There is something that you can do in your community. There's something that you can do in your home. There's something that you can do, you know, to someone, to your neighbor. Mm. And we just made two pots of food and we had some loaves of bread and we went to go feed those people in the graveyard, you know, and it was raining that day. And I remembered I came into this lady's house, you know, the plucker's house, you know, and as I got into a room, into this house, my feet disappeared because the mud was so thick, you know.
Sure.
And the lady looked at me like she looked bewildered. What are you doing here?
Yeah.
And I said, lady, I just come to give you a cup of soup and I just come to pray for you. And she's like, are you going to hurt me? Why are you here? She couldn't understand it, you know. And sometimes we become so cold and callous that when we actually do good to people, people think you come with a motive.
What's the catch?
And I had to say to the lady, no catch, no motive. We are just here to bless you with a cup of soup and two slices of bread. And we just want to pray for you.
It just shows how scarce kindness is.
Sure.
You know, that people would think, what do you want? What are you out here for?
Can I take it a notch up, Pastor Delia? I want to say to every born-again believer, you know, that truly love Jesus. Amen, hallelujah. I want to say, you know, forget about your titles and the I'm this anointed guy. And praise God for your anointing. Amen. Be kind. You know, there's sometimes some lingos that we need to get into the church world, you know, to ask forgiveness, to say sorry, to say, yo, I missed it. You know what I'm saying? This is powerful, you know, because it's all about the character of Christ in your servanthood. Amen. And rather to be seen, amen, hallelujah, and rather to make a scene, just be a blessing. You know, people don't worry about, you know, they will forget your preaching and what you talk about them, but people will never forget what you did to them. They will never forget your kindness. They will never forget when they were down and out that God sent someone. Amen. And this is the thing, you know, God sent Jesus Christ, you know, the greatest love of heaven, the servant, and he came to serve all humanity, not some humanity. And when we go serving out there on the 18th of July, Friday, just serve the people, no matter who they are, no matter what they look like, no matter what they smell like. No, just be a servant.
Be a blessing.
Just be a blessing.
1 Peter 4 verse 10 says, each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others.
Wow.
As faithful stewards of God's grace.
That's amazing.
In its various forms.
Mm.
Sure, wow, whatever gift. So that means whatever's in your hand, you know, whatever God is in your hand, whatever he's given you stewardship over, share it and share it freely.
And this is the beautiful thing, Pastor Dila, that, you know, nobody can say, man, that they don't have nothing.
Exactly.
There is something that you have. Maybe it's in your hand. Maybe it is in your mouth. Maybe it is in your house. I remember, can you remember that day when we must go,
we're coming back.
I'm getting excited.
We're going to play the song by Kane, and it says, yes, he can.
Yes, he can.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Apostle Brian here. What a privilege and an honor it is to be in your space, on your device. We give God the glory. We're speaking on Mandela Day, and we're speaking on, you know, the life of Christ, being a bond servant, being a servant, coming to the earth. And so people are asking now, Pastor, what do we do on Mandela Day? What can we do? You know, a couple of suggestions that we can do. We can maybe do community cleanup. You know, we minister in an area called Brooklyn, Albert Gardens, Rugby, Eisterplaat, you know. And when we have open air services, we just go out and be a blessing. We preach the gospel. We feed people. You know, we do clean up. I ask our sister Yvonne, hello, sister Yvonne. Hello, brother Darian. Hallelujah, evangelist. Praise the name of the Lord. I ask sister Yvonne, perhaps sister Yvonne, don't you want to just clean up before we come? You know, we get people together, clean up the area, maybe do some charity work. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't expect a paycheck for it or whatever. Maybe you want to help the elderly, you know, go to an old age home. You know, take your manicure and pedicure stuff and take it there and just be a blessing. Amen. Mm. Maybe you are a teacher by nature and maybe you can do some tutoring to people. There's so much things. Maybe you can assist the school. Maybe you can just give of yourself. And you know, I'm so reminded, Pastor Delia, in the book of Philippians chapter 2. And I you know, this is so fascinating, you know, about this Jesus that I love, this Christ, you know, and he becoming a servant because, you know, people expected him to come in a golden cart with soldiers and, you know, but he came and he humbled himself to the point, the Bible says in the book of Philippians chapter 2, even to the point of death. But I want to read the scripture. It says here, Philippians chapter 2 verse 5, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ. So Christ had a mindset.
Yeah.
Amen, hallelujah. It was not a facade. It was not a thing to put on. You know, it's not a thing to score brownie points.
It was his nature.
It was just his nature. He had this, you know, in mindset, you know, that was in Christ, that was not only in the form of God and did not consider equal or robbery to be equal with God, but he made himself
of
no
reputation.
Rabba Sunday. He made of himself no reputation. And sometimes we are so concerned with our reputation. What is people going to think of us? And what is people going to say? But here the Bible says, he made of himself of no reputation, taking on the form of a bondservant.
Sure.
You know, he took on the form. It was a joy. It was a pleasure. It was an honor. You know, so many people desire to become great. But I want to encourage you, the greatness of God on the inside of you is how low you can serve, how low you can bow. Amen. Hallelujah. And he took on a bond servant. And he came in the likeness of men. And being the found in the appearance of man, he humbled himself. You know, there's such great rewards in humility. Amen. So when you go and do something for someone else, you know, I remember one night, you know, I had this major headache and it was hospital ministry and we were still ministering in hospitals, in Grootski Hospital, you know, and I said, no, man, I'm not going to go. I don't feel well, you know, but yet again, I'm just like, you know, I need to serve someone. I need to do good to someone.
Yeah.
And we went to the hospital and we went into the cancer ward that night. And we begin to pray for people that is plagued with spirit of sickness, cancer specifically. And the ward was, you know, cancer has a smell also, you know. And suddenly while I was encouraging people, I was praying for people, you know, I was rejoicing with people there in that ward, that cancer ward, suddenly my headache disappeared.
Wow.
You see, so the focus even... You know, people are so in this life, is so inward, self-focused, you know, all that comes out of their mouth is, oh, Pastor, my problems.
Me, myself, and I. As for and no more.
And so he humbled himself even to the point of death, the death on the cross. And I look at Mandela, you know, there was a great years of life that he offered up in prison, Robben Island prison, you know, for the cause. And the core of humanity, for what he believed. And so with Jesus Christ, for what God believed, there's a dream that God put in your spirit.
And I truly believe that, I don't think Nelson Mandela was saved, I'm not sure, but God honored him for the stance that he made. And
absolutely,
for the years, there was an honoring that came when he came out of prison. I truly believe that.
There was a great honor. And this is the thing, you know, if you greatly desire to be honored, you know, by men, you have to serve in the kingdom of God. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to say to someone today, you know, if you desire to become great in this life, if you desire your marriage to be a great marriage, your ministry to be a great marriage, you know, whatever it is that you desire to become great in that specific area in your life, if you serve in that capacity, amen, hallelujah, God will lift you up. The Bible even says that, you know, if you humble yourself, you know, God will lift you up. But if you exalt yourself, God will humble you. And we see this example in the book in Philippians, you know, where Jesus Christ, he humbled himself. He was in the life of everyday people. He was in the marketplace.
Yeah.
Amen. He was in people's homes. He was praying for the sick. He went to town to town. He had a mindset. He had his whole makeup is, how can I be a blessing today to other people? You know, we never hear, you know, very seldom, Jesus asks, give me this, you know, I want a new car. God bless me with a house. He just keeps on serving people.
Wow.
And this is what the world needs. Amen. This is what our neighborhood needs. Amen. A people that will rise up, not only on the 18th of July, but it will become a lifestyle. It will become a mindset, you know, of the hearts and the minds of people, because we are living in a cold and callous world out there, beloved. And God is sending us to be the hands and the feet of Jesus Christ. And on this coming Friday, Radio Cape Pulpit is going to be a blessing. Amen. We're going to go to Kailicha. Amen. We're going to go to an old age home. And we're going to feed people. We're going to encourage people. Amen. But I want to leave this mindset with us this afternoon. Amen, ladies and gentlemen. Is to have a mindset of, Lord, I just want to be a blessing. Mm. Whatever it is that you put in my hand. Amen. Hallelujah. Whatever it is, Lord, I place it into your hands. Amen. It is when that boy with the lunch, with the fish and the loaves, when he put it in the hands of Jesus, you know, it begin to multiply. So when you put things in the hands of Jesus, when you put your marriage in the hands of Jesus, your ministry, your lifestyle, the increase will come. Because even in that regard, you are submitting under his lordship and his leadership. And you're saying to the God, whatever it is what you need me to do, I will be faithful and I will be obedient. Amen. There's a blessing in being obedient.
And the thing is, you know, like you said, the Jesus culture, the kingdom culture. If we look at the church today and we compare it with the kingdom culture that the word speaks about, you know, are we truly walking in the kingdom culture? We have embraced, you know, a doctrine of give me, you know, when we come to church, it's what can you do for me?
Bless me.
Yes.
I need a word.
Lord, you need to do this. We come with our grocery list. We think God is our genie. Uh-huh. We just need to rub him up and then he's going to do whatever we ask him to do.
Sure.
You know, it's Lord, I need this. I need a bigger house. I need a bigger car. Yet, like you said, when Jesus came, when he walked the earth, it was not about him.
Sure.
You know, his heart, his focus was displaying God to man, being the reconciler of man back to God.
Wow,
you know, displaying his nature that he's a God rich in love, slow to anger, abiding in mercy and grace. You know, that is what he wanted to display, our God is. You know, and everything he did was to serve humanity, to serve mankind.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible even says that if they were to record all the things that Jesus did, it was impossible. It's impossible to record every miracle, every gift, every act of kindness that he did, because it was so much. And I mean, he only lived 33 years on the earth. His ministry was only 3 years.
Three and a half years.
It was a daily, it was his life is what he breathed, you know. And if we compare that to where we are, because we always have to examine where we are, isn't it so?
Absolutely.
Examine ourselves according to the word of God. The word of God is final authority. The word of God is the will of God. It's how we ought to live. The book, the Bible shows us how we ought to conduct ourselves.
So in other words, what you're saying, that the word of God is also the voice of God. And we have to listen
to the
voice of
God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God.
We have to go to a song, and it says Lead the World by Giuliani J. Enjoy, beloved.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Apostle Brian here. Welcome to our program called Salt and Light on Radio Cape Pulpit. Amen. Hallelujah. We are just here to be a blessing. And I just want to greet some people, Pastor Dealer. There's a couple of people that is online. Can we greet the people? I see Sister Amy from all the way from China is watching.
Wow.
Praise the name of the Lord.
China's in the house.
China's in the house. Amen. Praise be to God. And yes, Sister Yvonne, Sister Katrina, everybody that is tuned in, thank you so very much for your love and your support. You are such a great.
Thank you, everybody.
I want to say this afternoon, I want to say, Pastor Delia, I just want to say thank you. Thank you. You know what? I know Sister Katrina, she is living in Brooklyn all these years. And it's not only on Mandela Day where she serves the community, but she's been serving
on a daily
the community on a daily basis for all these years. Amen. We even have a feeding a project, you know, Light Ministries International, with the help of Sister Katrina and some donors that we get. And then we can be a blessing to the community. We can feed the community. Every Monday, we feed a couple of people, you know, every Monday. And God said to us, when we started Light Ministries, I want you to feed the people. And I, you know, and the time
be a distribution center.
God said, be a distribution center. And the funny thing that when God said that, you know, there was no food in my house. My that particular day when
the
I heard
was empty.
The voice of the Lord, my fridge was empty. You know, when you know when you get to an empty fridge and you open the fridge, you know there's nothing in the fridge. And I was just opening the door and I see Mr. Bottle of Water, and I think to myself, I don't even list to drink you. My cupboards was, there was nothing.
Yeah.
And the Lord said, I am calling you to be a distribution center. And I had this conversation with the Lord in my kitchen in my tent. Never forget it. You know, I said, how can I be a distribution? I don't even have anything, you know. And God said, I want you to be a distribution center. And he said, start with what you have, you know. And, you know, in that time, I understand and believe, you know, that even the ministry, even our lives is not about us, but it's about what the Lord will, you know, it's his will. That's why Jesus even, he said, you know, he prayed, Father, let your will be done. Let your kingdom come. Amen. There's so many people that wants to serve in the kingdom, but they want to serve with terms and conditions. Well, my friend, you cannot serve God in God's kingdom with your terms and your conditions. You have to submit to his will. Amen. And purpose for your life. And today I just want to say thank you to the public servants, you know, that work in the public servant sector, the nurses, the doctors. I want to say thank you to every public servant that's truly out there serving the public, you know, with
Batu
Pele. Amen. People first.
Seps.
Amen. Seps, social workers, you know, the brandweer, the
fire
brigade, you know, people that, you know, truly give their lives, those that's, you know, on rescue missions, that is rescuing people, you know, that drown, you know, we think that it's just it's a job, but it's not a job. It's truly a calling. And I want to say to every public servant,
the teachers, you know, as well,
the teachers, you know, whoever I've failed to mention, thank you for your contribution to the Republic of South Africa
and to all South Africans
that you so willingly you get up in the morning at 5 o'clock to be. I was a public servant myself, you know, working in the health sector, getting up 5 o'clock in the morning, being on duty at 7 o'clock. I remember I won this award called City of Angels a couple of years back. You know, I won the Public Service Award, you know. But what I want to say, it's not, I didn't work for the award. I was just working to serve the public of South Africa. And so thank you that you don't just see it as a paycheck, but you're seeing it as an honor, you know, for us to serve the Republic of South Africa. And you know what? We can't give you a reward, you know, but I want to say to someone this afternoon that whatever you do in God's kingdom, there's also an eternal reward.
Amen.
But today, I just want to say thank you to every public servant of the Republic of South Africa, you know, to every servant in the house of God, to every servant in the communities, you know, that goes out there, not only on Mandela Day, but every day of our lives, we go and we go give and we go to be a blessing. I want to say thank you so very much.
Our pastors,
our leaders, you know, those that is truly, you know, giving of themselves. Thank you very much. What I can tell you today, you know, as surely as the Lord lives, God sees and God knows and God will reward you. Because the Bible says that promotion does not come from the north, the south, the west or the east. But it comes from God.
The Lord.
Thank you so very much.
And he's no man's debtor.
Sure.
Amen.
Amen.
Will he not bless?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise
and
be
so
to God.
We thank, you know, we thank you all for all that you are doing. Another scripture that I would like to share with you with regards to servanthood. It says, obey them not only to win their favor, when their eyes is on you. This is your bosses or anyone that's over you.
Yeah.
But as slaves of Christ, doing the will of God from your heart, serve wholeheartedly, beloved. Serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not people. So everything you do, may you realize, you know, that you do it unto the Lord. You don't do it for man. You don't do it so that your bosses can see, but you do it as unto the Lord. And when you do that from that heart posture, I truly believe that promotion will be yours, that that God will see and that He will lift you and shift you at the appointed time.
Sure.
Because you've done it as you would do it unto Him.
Sure, that's powerful, Pastor Delia. And yeah, what an amazing, you know, journey it is to walk with Christ, you know. So every day, as I was saying, the Word of God, the Word of the Lord, the Bible is the voice of God.
Yeah.
Amen. And so every day, you know, as you walk in relationship with Jesus Christ, as you walk closely to Him, you know, He will direct you, you know. And I wanted to say to every person that's under the sound of my voice, you know, when you hear the voice of God, and especially in the area of serving, amen, we're still serving people, because, you know, the kingdom of God is all about servanthood. The kingdom of God is all about being a light in the dark place, you know. And we've seen, you know, when people come to Christ through our serving, you know, that is what a paycheck cannot, you can't get reward for that. Amen. When you see somebody else is blessed, you know, when you see that person's face light up just because you are a blessing to that person. Amen. You know, when people, there's some hungry people coming, you know, people that hasn't eaten for days, just because you are eating every night, you know, it does not mean somebody else is eating every night.
Yeah.
You know, and he said, God, give me a burden. You know, Lord, give me a burden. Lord, open my eyes to those that is around me. Amen. Many people desire to go to missionaries, to go to
the mission field.
The mission field, Bangladesh, overseas, you know, China, America, you know what I'm saying? But just be a missionary right in your neighborhood. Amen.
Amen.
Isn't there a burden anymore? For God, open my eyes to what is happening around me and stop walking oblivious and make like.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes people walk in, make like they don't see, make like, you know, and say, God, give me a burden. Give me a burden to serve your people, to serve in a capacity, whatever it is, God, you know, give me a burden for others. You see, because when your burdens is directed, the Bible says in the book of Haggai, Pastor Delia, when you build God's house, what is God's house? I'm not talking about the building.
Yeah,
I'm talking about
house.
The lives of people. Mm-hmm. It's the house of God, because Jesus came for people.
Yeah.
He didn't come for a building. He didn't come to build a building or some organization. He just came to people. And this is the thing. When you build the Bible says in the book of Haggai, when you build His house, meaning when you build people, when you encourage people, when you are being a blessing to people, when you feed people, my God, God will build your house. Amen. Just Sunday morning, Pastor Delia, just this coming Sunday, this last previous Sunday morning, I got a lady in Pick and Pay, and she said, you that pastor of Facebook. And she started talking, and she said, you know what, when you guys were out there on the streets, you know, she was so encouraged.
During COVID.
And she said, you know what, as she was looking at us and things like that, she had cancer. She was diagnosed with lung cancer. But today, she said to me, today, I am free from lung cancer. God is a healer. Amen.
Amen.
He is a deliverer. The Bible says He's the glory and the lifter of my head.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. And she testified and she said, Pastor, please, I want to sow into that ministry that you are doing. And
that's
praise
awesome.
Be to God. You know, when you
see,
serve,
nothing you do is in vain to
nothing.
God. Nothing. Pastor Susan Moss, mighty woman of God, says, so powerful, pastors, community, my happy place.
Sure.
Yes, it's a heart thing. Amen.
Wow,
amen.
Pastor Susan.
Nazli saying, blessings, family. Thank you for tuning in. So we're going to go to a song quickly, and it says, love, take me over.
Take me over, love.
It's all about love.
Jesus, take me over.
By Stephen Curtis Chapman. Enjoy, beloved. We are back. We are back. And we are talking about servanthood, you know, and the honor, the privilege it is to be able to serve God, serve His kingdom, and serve His people. You know, the Bible says, God is not mocked. Whatever a man soweth, that he shall reap. And many times we pray, Lord, my harvest, it's harvest time. But there cannot be a harvest if there hasn't been planting. And whatever you've planted, you're on a daily, that is what you are going to reap. So I want to say to those that are planting good seeds, you know, Hallelujah. That are planting goodness, that are planting servanthood, the Bible says that God is not mocked, that He will bless, you will reap the fruit of your labor, beloved. I just want to encourage that person today who sometimes think, you know, does God see, does anyone value me? Sometimes we get into that place where we become weary in doing good, weary in doing what God favors. But I want to say to you today, God sees all, and He is a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. Matthew, I want to read this for us today, beloved. Just remember, Matthew 25 verse 23 says, His Lord said to Him, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. Hallelujah. Sure. Have you ever discovered that as you are giving, as you are serving, there is a joy of the Lord? Amen. There is a inner peace, inner fulfillment that comes when you serve others, when you look outside of yourself. Even Paul says, I am a drink offering, you know, constantly being poured out. I want to pour out of me, my substance, who I am, what I have, my ability, my gifts, my talents, my anointing. I want to be a drink offering. I want to pour into others. Hallelujah. And may that be the posture of our hearts, that we will continuously Hallelujah. Be a servant, so that on that day, God will say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Apostle Amen. Brian, will you pray for us this afternoon and ask God to help us, that will be our mindset, our focus.
Like we said, you know, in Philippians chapter 2, that scripture that says, you know, he lose his reputation. He gave up his reputation of this glorious king. Amen, hallelujah. And this morning, this afternoon, I want to say to us, you know, as the Bible says in the book of Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1, you know, the Bible says, though I speak in tongues of angels, you know, and of men, but have not love. So when we go out serving every day of our lives, let love be the fuel of our servanthood, so that will not be about our titles, our buildings, our brands of who we are, but it's about who He is and what His will is for our life. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give You glory and honor and praise, Father God. Father, we submit ourselves today under Your Lordship. We declare this morning, Father God, whatever it is, Father, that You would want us to do, Father God, I pray in Jesus' mighty name, Father, that You make us that servants, my God, with the heart filled and fueled with love, so that when we go out serving others, that it will be, my God, not just with a passion, but with deep compassion for our neighborhood, for our community, for people, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father God, today, I just want to declare and pray, let Your will be done. Let Your kingdom come in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for the Western Cape, Cape Flats, my God. Lord, our children that is being murdered, my God. Lord, with plague, with gangsters. I pray, Father, that the church will rise up, Lord Jesus God, and name. That we will be a voice, my God, and not a noise, Father God, that we will take, Father God, possession and territory of what you have installed for us, my God, and that we would be the light in a dark place. In the mighty name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Apostle. May you have a wonderful day today, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. We are so blessed to be here, to have you tune in. And may you just sense the presence of the Lord today and do something good for someone else. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Next week, Tuesday, God willing, this time we will be here.
Amen.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.